The next kina that we're going to say is kina chav dalet al churban beis hamikdash kiras v'chiyudash, that the beis hamikdash itself was destroyed. And I was looking at the kina, I was amazed. I assumed we'd spoken about the churban beis hamikdash before. This is the 24th kina, but it turns out that we haven't. We didn't talk about the building. So far, we've talked about people, we've talked about individuals, about Yehoash killing Zechariah, we've talked about the death of our big hope of Yoshio HaMelech, we've talked in the kinos that we didn't say, there are kinos about the son and daughter of the Kohen Gadol, of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. We've talked about the loss of Talmidei Chachamim. We've talked about the destruction of the people. We've talked about the terrible destruction, the famine, that the mothers ate their own children. We've talked about how we felt like that the bris that we had with Hashem promised us all of the brachos in the Torah, and suddenly we see that that's it. We're being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, where Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So we've talked about the building in passing, but once we've talked about perhaps these more fundamental issues, the building itself is also a tragedy. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't feel a kirbah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the building itself actually means something. To have a building that represents the makom of the Shechina, to have a physical structure where we say, this is the house of Hashem. So this kina goes through, it's describing how the Beis HaMikdash is parallel to a Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. That the role of the Beis HaMikdash is to have a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. And it has a parallel building above it. And when something happens down here, it also happens up there. The kina itself goes through a bunch of the things that were in Bayis Rishon specifically. That if you look in Malachim, it describes how Shlomo HaMelech built a Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't just say that he built it. It describes in detail. He built this fantastic structure. It had this huge mikvah with made out of bronze called the Yam Shel Shlomo. It had 10 kiros with 10 bases. It had 10 shulchanos. It had the kruvim an additional set of kruvim based on nevuos, based on the plans that he got from his father, from David, who got it from the Nevi'im. The structure here was designed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, telling us how are we supposed to build an incredible structure. It was built by the smartest person to ever live. And we're going to just talk about how each item that was built to reflect something above, if you would be able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash and see this structure, you would see, you would have something physical to enable you to make a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was all destroyed. Each item was destroyed one by one. There were two huge pillars, the Yachin Boaz, and they were smashed. The kiros that they brought to, that they tried to bring with them to Babel, the Nebuchadnezzar's armies tried to bring to Babel, they all cracked. The shulchanos, though, they took and they gave each one to a zona. They took all of these things that are supposed to serve to give us a physical connection. This is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they used them for whatever they could think of as the most base and, you know, degrading thing that they could do with it. And so we have a kina for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, for the walls, for the structures, for the kelim. So, the kina describes that the Beis HaMikdash itself wasn't really destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. There's a midrash that says that the Malachim said that that you can't let Nebuchadnezzar actually destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So fire came down, four coals came down from Shemaim and burnt the whole structure. But still, Nebuchadnezzar himself did get the the terrible chance to go ahead and act as if he could do whatever he felt like. And so each time we describe how they took something, we also describe how in Shemaim it had an effect, and that Hashem seemed to be silent. Hashem didn't respond. His house is being taken apart, and nothing seemed to happen. And then finally, towards the end of the Kina, it's described how Nebuchadnezzar himself came and put out the menorah. The menorah is burning continuously for hundreds of years. And now Nebuchadnezzar turns out the lights, as it were. And so, at the end of this Korban, imagine if you saw that. The building has been standing for hundreds of years. This is the Beis Hashem. This is the place that is described in the Torah, in the Nevi'im. It uses different phrases, Beis HaTzar, the Kina, that this is the house. This is the house of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you see this disgusting person. Gemara in Shabbos describes, there's a phrase here, Cholesh al Goyim, that he would run lottery to see which melech that he'd conquered he'd have his nus with. This terrible person, he's the one who turns out the lights. So for this also we need to cry. Korban Beis HaMikdash.